today, so it's going to sound kind of off. Sorry.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
city music. Oh, that city sad. Oh, that city music. Oh, it's coming right. City music. Oh, that city sounds. Oh, that city music. Oh, it's coming right.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
You're listening to WMFO Medford Freeform Radio, 91.5, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And this is Shoulder Bop.
This is Shoulder Bop. We have a special guest in the building right now. Her name is Madeline.
Madeline!
Madeline! Woo! Everyone clap! We hear you. You're not clapping. We'll give you another shot. Okay, clap. Woo!
Yeah.
All right. Today is a special day because it is a Friday.
Right.
I mean, every show we have is Friday.
So much better than Tuesdays and Thursdays.
So much Tuesdays. And right. I'd even say Wednesdays.
Oh my God, you're right.
It's even better than Wednesdays because we're looking forward to the weekend.
Right.
Anyways, Gabe wants to do some shout-outs.
Yeah, Mom, Dad, I love you. Friends from home, Alex, Quinn, Nicole, Caroline, I love you all. Thank you for listening, I think. yeah, that's all from me. What about you?
I'd like to shout out my dad, because I know he's listening. He loves this radio. And my sister. Oh, I just saw that he sent me a... Oh, Julie said shout me out. Hey, Julia! Sorry, we're speaking in a British accent just to change things up. But yeah, thank you for listening and supporting us from day one.
Mm-hmm.
And... Gotta go.
Sunday afternoons, Christmas films in July with you, the canon of Baltimore tales, our crafty looks when there's nothing to wear. Maybe it's the blessing of my 30s, I'm spending less time worrying and more time we count in the love, more time we count in the love.
like us to assign someone to worry your mother.
Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me.
What?
Hey, you, in the front row, are you coming backstage after the show? Because I've got a chaise longue in my dressing room and a pack of warm beer that we can consume.
Truth is, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.
Listen.
Hello, everyone. So, you know, as we said, we have a special guest in the studio today, Madeline, and really chose this wonderful PSA that I want to share with you all. Kind of reminds me of our wonderful time after the Big Thief concert. Pretty magical. Anyway, I'm going to say it now. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature, like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things to do when you when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. Oh, wow. Thank you so much for that, Madeline. And, you know, that was a nice, I think, like, little interlude, I think, between our increasing BPM. Yep, spots per minute. As you can tell, we, you know, previous weeks, I think we went a little bit on the slower side. Not that they weren't boppable, but this week we really wanted to go all out. We thought our shoulders should be bopping as much as possible, especially before, you know, break next week, before we all, you know, meet up with our families. Like, let's get that energy going. Let's get those bops out. Anything to add? No? All right. Sweet. up next, we have a favorite of mine. Haven't heard it in a minute, but I think you guys will like it. It's called Paris Latino. Enjoy, please.
You think you see? You better watch yourself. Oh, you got to be. to the latest groove.
Don't stop.
So just kick off your shoes.
Hit the top.
And begin to groove.
Party.
Don't waste no time.
Get down.
And getting drunk on wine.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? Letting the days go. And you may ask yourself, where is that large automobile? And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife. Letting the days go by. Letting the days go by. Into the blue ocean. Once in a lifetime.
Bye.
This is Alyssa, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was the last song of ours for today. Thank you so much for listening in. Thank you, Madeline, for guesting here today. And yeah, thank you again for listening. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.